Today in Chicago, a four-year fight between baseball players and baseball owners came to an end when the owners ratified a new collective bargaining agreement. Final approval from players could come next week. Acting Baseball Commissioner Bud Selig said at a news conference, "A long and winding road has come to an end. Baseball fans can finally look forward to 5 years of uninterrupted play." Joining us to talk about the agreement is Tim Weigel, who is sports director at WBBM, a CBS affiliate in Chicago. Mr. Weigel, the players, I assume, are on board and will ratify the agreement.
Well, the players basically signed off on this agreement before, and the owners originally rejected it by a vote of 18-12. The vote today was 26-4 in favor of the exact same agreement. And I believe the change, as stunning as it might seem, was simply caused by Jerry Reinsdorf, who was the leader of the Hawks among the owners, suddenly agreeing to give Albert Bell a five-year, $50 million contract, which was absolutely stunning. The other owners looked around and said, Reinsdorf is preaching fiscal restraint, and he goes and gives Bell this kind of money, so what's the use of us holding out, too?
Yeah, he's the owner of the Chicago White Sox, and he just signed on to Albert Bell, and a lot of people said he was hypocritical. But so that just sort of collapses the whole rationale for holding that things down with the players.
Well, apparently there are some signposts for fiscal restraint in this agreement. There is a luxury tax, so some of the freest spending teams will be penalized a little bit. But I really think that basically an awful lot of baseball fans are shrugging their shoulders and saying, "So what?" I mean, I really think that the labor strife and the exorbitant salaries that have been paid out over the last decade, and especially the last 4 or 5 years, have turned so many people off, they really don't care about baseball anymore.
Right. You mentioned the luxury tax. This means simply that the rich teams give money to the small market teams?
Right. They're basically trying some forms of revenue sharing and luxury taxes to make sure that while the Yankees and the White Sox and Colorado and these more affluent teams somehow wind up sharing the wealth with Pittsburgh and with the other teams in the small markets. It's the same kind of thing they try to do in the NFL and the NBA with a salary cap. And, it works to a certain extent. But, the basic thing is that just fans can no longer relate to these guys. I mean, when Albert Bell, who chases little children around and throws baseballs at reporters and, you know, he's rewarded for this boorish behavior by becoming the highest paid player in the game, I really think it just turns everybody completely off.
How do you think the fans are going to react to the idea new in this agreement is interleague play? For the first time, you could have the Cubs playing the White Sox there in Chicago for a series in summer.
Well, I know that the purists will say, well, gee, it's since the sport was formed in 1871, we've never had this before, why do we need it now? And then other people will say, gee, that's really great that we can have Cleveland playing Cincinnati. I guess it remains to be seen how baseball fans will react to this, but it's certainly no panacea for the ills that infect the game right now.
Tim Weigel of WBBM, a CBS affiliate in Chicago, thank you very much.
You're welcome, Noah.